Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 281 for Thursday, February 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Thursday morning as a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar and generally bearish technical signals weighed on prices. Canola was down by $2 to $5, the May contract down $3 at $461.70 per ton. The Canadian dollar was up by nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, hitting its strongest levels in more than 2 months. That firmer currency cuts into crush margins and also makes exports less attractive to international buyers. Canola was also trading right above the 9-month lows hit earlier in the week, with the overall technical trend remaining pointed down. A slightly softer tone in the Chicago soy complex was another bearish influence, but ideas that canola is looking oversold provided some support. Overnight advances in Malaysian palm oil helped underpin the Canadian futures as well. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley saw some activity today, moving down with some light activity in the nearby March contract as participants exit the front month. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower. USDA officials announced their first acreage projections of the year at their annual forum this morning. The early forecast is for corn acreage to rise by over 2%, hitting 90 million acres, while soybean area should decline only slightly to 82.5 million acres. Wheat acreage should be down by 6.7% on the year, hitting 51 million acres, with lower crop prices likely leading to more land left unseeded overall in the U.S. In early activity, soybeans were down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down a penny at $8.71 per bushel. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions remained a bearish influence, while disappointing weekly soybean export sales also weighed on prices. The U.S. only sold 328,000 tons of beans during the past week, while soy oil sales were the second worst of the marketing year to date at only 3,200 tons. Corn prices, they were down 2 to 4 cents, the May contract down 4 at $3.61 per bushel. Weekly corn exports at nearly a million tons were somewhat supportive, but the rising acreage projections weighed on prices overall. For wheat, prices were steady to down a penny, the May contract in Chicago down 1 cent at $4.50 per bushel. Weekly exports at nearly 400,000 tons were the best in 3 months, and that helped slow the downward move. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.